It is one of my faults that though my tongue is sometimes prompt enough at answer, there are times when it sadly fails me in framing an excuse, and always the lapse occurs at some crisis, when a facile word or plausible pretext is specially wanted to get me out of painful embarrassment. I did not like to walk at this hour alone with Mr. Rochester in the shadowy orchard, but I could not find a reason to allege for leaving him. I followed with lagging step, and thoughts busily bent on discovering a means of extrication, but he himself looked so composed and so grave also, I became ashamed of feeling any confusion. The evil, if evil existent or prospective there was, seemed to lie with me only. His mind was unconscious and quiet. "Jane," he recommenced, as we entered the laurel walk and slowly strayed down in the direction of the sunk fence and the horse chestnut. "Thornfield is a pleasant place in summer, is it not?"
"Yes, sir."
"You must have become in some degree attached to the house, you who have an eye for natural beauties and a good deal of the organ of adhesiveness."
"I am attached to it, indeed."
"And though I don't comprehend how it is, I perceive you have acquired a degree of regard for that foolish little child Adele, too, and even for simple Dame Fairfax."
"Yes, sir.
In different ways I have an affection for both." "And would be sorry to part with them?"
"Yes."